As we take a look at your birthdays for November 28th, our Thanksgiving this year, we'll go ahead and introduce a guest in studio.
You know, Dawson, listen, I woke up at 4:15 and I'm like, my son's on the radio, some dads hunt, other dads fish, we do radio together, why not?
Hey.
You're the scheduled host, you can get all the moolah today, but, you know, in the meantime... Birthdays. First of all, happy anniversary to Marjorie and Ken Spicer. They listen in the live stream in Wauwatosa. Yes, my mom and stepdad. 37 years of wedded bliss.
37 years. I don't want to downplay anyone's birthdays, but that's a pretty big deal.
We try to do birthdays and anniversaries together, so that jumps to the head of the line because I don't see anything on the listener line that is birthday related. But let's go to Facebook here real quick before we get to the celebrities because... these local folks. Shane Spencer, Melissa Winter, happy birthday. David Wayne, also we've got Mason Hurd and Jackie Schweitzer all turning a year older today.
Happy birthday to the locals out on the Interprep scene. We've got Motown Records founder Barry Gordy Jr. turning 95.
That's getting up there, Barry. Yeah. Ed Harris from Top Gun Maverick is 74.
S. Epatha Merkerson from Law & Order, 72 years old.
I'm sure glad we worked on pronunciation as we educated you growing up. Judd Nelson is 65, actor.
Jon Stewart turning 62 years old.
Back doing Comedy Central like The Daily Show on Mondays, right?
Yeah. I think he was just going to do it with the election, and I think he's going to stick with it for the time being.
Good to have him back. Alan Ritson from Jack Reacher is 42.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead from Birds of Prey and 10 Cloverfield Lane turning 40.
Karen Gillan from the Jumanji films and Nebula in the Marvel films is 37.
Joe Cole, John Shelby, and Peaky Blinders turning 36 years old.
And Lee Rodriguez from Never Have I Ever is 25. What's the promise of the day?
The promise of the day is something that I had pulled
I've
up.
I've got it.
And, well, then you...
No, you go ahead.
365 promises currently says, the promise of the day is the eternal glory that is in store for you far surpasses your present troubles. That's from 2 Corinthians 4:17.
Yeah, check the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. I love those verses, verses 16 through 18. So good. My Wednesday night men's group, a couple of times, I've been offering that kind of as the closing benediction.
Oh.
Good, good stuff.
Yeah.
Great verses, encouraging verses for today and always.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's kind of fitting that you've come in to join me on this Thanksgiving morning.
Mm-hmm.
Best spent with family, as is tradition. So we'll rock with you on a pretty gloomy, but, you know, soon to be bright. And, well, I don't know about bright. Probably got overcast skies. We'll get to the weather in just a bit. It's Danny Gokey next with I Got You. Well, we cast the net out, asked folks what food they might prefer other than the classic, the monolith. Turkey.
Yeah, we're talking about turkey versus the field, okay? And so turkey against or anything else. Mm-hmm. And so let's see what PCD John has to say.
You leave a voicemail?
He did.
All right, well, then we will hear what he has to say right about...
Mm-hmm. Coming up here shortly. Building, drum roll.
Oh,
dun-da-da-da, here it is.
It's coming. It's And then, folks, this is going to be a great voicemail once you hear
it right now. Anticipation is making way. Carly Simon, Heinz 57 commercial.
Mark? My favorite turkey dinner is, of course, turkey. I love turkey, especially the white meat of the turkey.
Dark meat, John.
The song I'd like to request is my favorite song of all by Phillips, Craig, and Dean called Crucified with Christ. That is my, I love that song. I play it most every day. If you could play that, I would appreciate it. God bless you and all your listeners, and everyone have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, John.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You can have
so
the white
much.
Meat. I'll take the dark meat.
Yay.
I don't know.
It's a good split.
What is it? I don't understand. The dark meat is so good, you guys. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it comes down to preference there.
It
preference
does.
On whether they prefer the turkey or not. John's a turkey guy.
Uh-huh.
I will say, you mentioned before, we have someone in our household who most certainly is not.
Uh-huh.
Heading into it, I feel like I saw some tactics being used. My sister, Evelyn, my older sister, started by asking, does anyone really like turkey? And it was kind of a loaded question. You could tell that she had a
problem with
you a
little bit. Sounds like a political campaign, kind of casting aspersion.
Yeah. Do you like turkey more now than you did 4 years ago? So she comes in and she's just like, does anyone really like turkey? There's so many other good things. There's a lot of stuff out there that I know you do like. But do you like turkey? Not only is turkey, if turkey's okay with you, that's one thing. you got to go to bat for it. And if you don't, she's coming for you. And, hey,
right,
she got results. What are we eating tonight for our Thanksgiving dinner?
Right. It's more of like a surf and turf.
Absolutely. No turkey on the table whatsoever. She got her way.
Some of us are going to get turkey earlier in the day.
Don't tell Evelyn.
Hope Gospel Mission. Thank you. 11:30 to 1. They're serving drive-through or dine-in.
Wow. A little advertisement. Toss it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Mark and Dawson. After listening to the treat, I thought it should have been white meat versus dark meat turkey on Thanksgiving, but we have Thanksgiving here at Kyle's, and he takes and puts the turkey in a brine and soaks it for several days, and then when he cooks it on the pellet grill. And that is the only way to do a turkey. Vicki and I did Thanksgiving for over 30 years and never had a turkey as good as these turkeys. They are so juicy when they're done. You would like the white meat or the dark meat because it's so juicy, but I am a dark meat person. And the song I would like is from Mercy Me, Homesick. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. Bye.
7:18 and 23 degrees here at our studios in Halley. I'm Dawson Halverson, Mark Halverson in studio 2, and you're bringing this story to my attention. What are we working with here?
This is the craziest thing I've heard about in 2024.
Wow.
A New Orleans artist is poking fun at a banana art installation that recently sold for seven figures. Maurizio Catalan's piece called The Comedian consists of, I'm not kidding, it consists of a banana duct taped to a wall. A banana duct taped to a wall. Anybody could do this, but Maurizio is the one who actually did it. The banana reportedly cost 35 cents. I mean, he didn't go to Quick Trip, I guess. A Chinese cryptocurrency entrepreneur bought the installation for, brace yourself, $6.2 million.
Oh, man.
For a banana duct taped to a wall. In response, New Orleans artist Terrence Osborne created a painting of a banana duct tape to a wall. Part of the painted image is a price tag for $5.9 million.
6.2 wasn't enough for him.
Yeah.
Needed to up the ante. Wow. That is something.
Isn't that the craziest thing you've heard about this year? I mean, there's some crazy things, but
how much do you think that painting's going to sell for?
I mean, you know,
I don't know.
So but I think like I'm still just floored by a banana duct taped to a wall went for $6.2 million. That's incomprehensible.
Mm-hmm. That's tough. That's really interesting to think. I feel like I remember when the banana sold that people, there was like someone who ran in and interfered with it and tried to eat it or something, but maybe I'm making that up.
It might have been.
Yeah.
The question is now, will there be imitation art of trying to tape an orange to the wall? A plum. I mean, just desperate, starving artists.
I feel like a banana is uniquely suited to being taped to a wall. The sort
shape
of it.
Good point.
The color stands out well against the wallpaper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess, how much would you pay for a banana taped to a wall?
I mean,
if it was
way less than $6.2 million.
You're talking 6.1?
No. All right.
Good morning, Mark and Dawson. This is Duran Sabak family from Hawkins, Wisconsin. We have a little bit of ham and a little bit of turkey. We love both. And we want to wish you a happy and blessed Thanksgiving 2024. And we would like to request a song by PC&D called Turn Up the Radio. We've seen them in concert in 1991 at Eau Claire Memorial. And Rod Larson was the host that day. So another major PC fan here from Hawkins, Wisconsin, the Ron Sabak family. Thank you.
It's a very PCD Thanksgiving.
Wow, what a throwback Thursday this is, huh?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. That seems like an elegant solution. We got turkey, but we also got a little something else if there's some folks that aren't so much a fan.
Good, thoughtful.
Yeah, yeah. For those that aren't too deep in the trenches one way or the other, I think that is sort of a peaceful sort of a Thanksgiving Day truce between
we can use that
factions.
food solution and bring it into other things that we're divided over,
True.
I guess.
And hey, Thanksgiving kind of has a reputation of bringing out the division in families as well. In fact, I think coming up after the break, we'll have a little segment about questions that we dread at family gatherings.
WWIV, the WIB wake-up show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back. Dad and Doss together today.
Anything else you want to say? Or?
I want you to sample. I brought in a Reese's peanut butter scone and some coffee. You got to just, I warmed it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just do a real on-air taste test here, real.
I would love to.
Here we go. Powdered sugar. I mean, just can't go wrong.
Mm.
Isn't that good?
I don't want to chew into the microphone.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
Okay, yeah. So, got the coffee. I mean, again, the scone with the coffee. I mean, again, that's the hard part about keto is it's like no bread. Like, are you kidding me? I know about the no sugar. That is tough, too, but... So that's going bringing both.
I'm
going
to struggle not to eat all that on the air right now.
And
that's,
the bread.
That's really
yeah.
good.
Yeah, that's good.
Hopefully you can live vicariously through me. I appreciate it.
One of the best deals in town is the day-old bakery at Acoustic Cafe downtown Eau Claire. All right, here we go. It's the Thanksgiving Day edition of the WIB Wake Up Show. And so these are questions we dread at family gatherings. Now, there's family gatherings today. None of these are political, but reportedly they're... We're asking, what questions do you dread getting from family members you only see once or twice a year?
Yeah.
So we've got some. They're not necessarily Thanksgiving-related, but...
Thanksgiving certainly is painted as that time of the year you sort of sat across from a grouchy uncle or sort of a bratty niece or nephew.
Then we have, the Jason Gray, Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying. We've got to play that this morning.
Yeah, it's a good one for Thanksgiving.
All right, here we go.
Getting started. You want to kick this off?
You can.
All right, I will. What's your New Year's resolution? For this one, that's so hard to have a satisfying answer to, especially we're not even getting, we're a month
it's
away.
It's usually
from New
weight
Year's.
Loss, right?
Yeah. And also, no one follows it anyway. Why bother breaking out the old questions? Ask me something new. Don't
All
ask
right.
my New Year's resolution.
All right, let me ask you something new. Here we are. I'm your uncle. Yeah. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yep.
So, Dawson, I don't know, you're 23. You got a girlfriend?
Ooh.
You think you're going to maybe get engaged sometime? You think you're going to get married someday?
I'll mark that one down on the survey as one that
I Do you
have
coworkers at WIB who ask you about
I
that?
I sure do. And listen, I appreciate people, you know, wanting to know what I'm up to, what my goings-on are. But I've got to say, you know, it's as simple as... I don't want you to be more interested in my dating life than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm just not interested, then I don't need you to be either. That's just me, though.
What's another question?
Another question would be something along the lines of... When are you going to have children? When are you going to have another child?
Yeah, I didn't get married until I was 34. So, people ask usually the other question first.
That's true. I would expect that would be the case. But also, it's sort of an extension. It's just sort of like, once one's done, they can bring this other
one
in.
And once, yeah, exactly.
And I would argue that even becomes more personal.
I think
it never ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start to have the anticipation. How about, we kind of asked this next one, so I'm going to skip ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you were dating and then you're not, and somebody asks, when are you going to start dating again?
This perpetual cycle.
Yeah.
This one. I remember this one when I was getting out of high school. How's the job hunt going? I hate to say it. I mention sometimes to my relatives, I work in radio, and they'll go, is that a real job?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
they kind of wonder what you're going to do next.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That's I think I heard that question asked of you in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Another one that people are a little uncomfortable with is, so you're still renting. Mm-hmm. When do you think you might buy a house?
That kind of feels like they're not paying attention to the house market right now.
Mm. It's been tough.
That kind of
the
feels
interest
like
rates are starting to
past.
Come down, though.
That's good. That's good to see. But I can't say that I know anyone of my generation who's able to or looking to buy a house right now.
Mm.
So it feels like a little out of touch, if I might
What's
say.
What's the last one?
The final question people dread to hear at a family gathering. Why don't we see you more often?
I'm busy.
Busy enough? You don't want to come see your old grandma? Your dear old grandma?
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
be on forever, you know.
That's true.
Hey.
That's true.
Call your mom. Or if you're not going to see her for Thanksgiving, reach out.
Our main question this morning.
Wait on her anniversary.
Are you not entertained?
Moviegoers have a lot to be thankful for this weekend as a trio of big-budget movies are on tap, starting with Ridley Scott's sequel to 2000's blockbuster Gladiator. It faces stiff competition from a Polynesian deity.
What can I say except you're welcome for the tides, the sun, the sky?
Dwayne Johnson returns as Maui in Moana 2. It opens this weekend and will try to knock off last week's number one movie from the top spot.
What is this feeling so sudden and new?
I felt the moment I laid eyes on you.
Wicked is back for a second week, looking to build on its success from its debut. All three movies hoping to make this weekend the biggest Thanksgiving box office in history. The current champ, Thanksgiving weekend 2018, with a whopping $318 million domestically. I'm John Shannon.
We think about our friends in the movie industry, Mike and Connie Olson with Mycon Cinemas, certainly in Eau Claire, multiple locations, and downtown, though that's closed here for the next week or so,
sure.
And then in Chippewa Falls. But feel good for them because you're talking about trying to be the biggest weekend ever.
Yeah.
2018, of course, was pre-COVID, which happened in 2020. Mm-hmm. So that would be awesome for them and everybody in the movie industry.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I feel like COVID's been a hard sort of hurdle to overcome,
and
especially
I think,
for theaters.
You know, all of the different streaming, and there's certain movies that release simultaneously. But all right, this is the big question. Moana 2 or Wicked, which is going to be number one this weekend?
I'm going to call it now. I think Moana 2 is going to be, financially at least, a huge letdown.
A huge letdown?
Okay,
why?
Here's my thing. I think there, when I was growing up, there was a pretty strong trend of sort of animated sequels that no one asked for. I remember a Cars 2.
Okay.
I remember, you know, there's those direct-to-video sequels, Little Mermaid 2, Aladdin 2, Return of Jafar.
Because movies that made so much money, how do you not do a sequel?
How do you not do a sequel? But it's also like we don't have any ideas for a sequel. They didn't get the same guy to come back and do the music for Moana 2. It doesn't really feel like they've got ideas. They're doing a Moana live-action remake that's in development right now, too, that I saw recording on. There's on-set photos of Dwayne Johnson. It looked like he was in sort of a bodysuit thing for his character of Maui. He's kind of got, like, shoulders down tattoos. Anyway, all I'm saying is I think that movie came out and people really liked it, and I don't think that they had the ideas for a sequel here. I don't think they got the bones.
This is where we differ. I believe that there are many families with children that will be going to the movies. It's a little colder, doing something. I believe that people like the first one. They're going to go. I think it beats Wicked. I think it wins the box office this weekend.
I don't see it. Wicked in particular as well. This is like a passion project. Ariana Grande has been saying she's wanted to be in a Wicked movie for like her entire career.
Right.
She's this huge pop star. It seems like the music is there. It seems like a thing that people are interested in putting together. And I think it's probably going to win out.
Dad and Doss differ. There we go. We'll
a classic
see.
Dad and Doss duel, as we often
have. We'll see how it ends up.
However, for us, we're not going to be seeing either of those movies. We've got our plans for later this evening for a movie that didn't come out.
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, cracking it open once
again. Going back to 1987. What a year that was.
Yeah.
That was also Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with John Candy and Steve Martin.
We're doing a double feature.
Wow. That would be good.
Well, as we close out your Thanksgiving edition of the Whip Wake Up Show, we thought we'd let you know the things we're thankful for this year in our lives, or maybe, you know, across the years, things that come to mind for thankfulness.
So many blessings. I think of the Seth Sleater song, Counting Our Blessings. I don't know if you probably don't have that lined up between now and 9 o'clock, but
we could certainly find it.
All right, you going to go first or what?
Sure, I'm good to go first. I am thankful. I mean, certainly it comes to mind right now. I'm thankful for my job. I love to do it. Love to keep you all company over the airwaves. Thankful for WWIB, the Web family, and all you wonderful listeners. Uh-huh. I'm thankful that I have such wonderful friends in my life, such a great support group. I know some people at my age can struggle with loneliness, can struggle with finding that group of people to connect with. And so I am so fortunate to have such a wonderful group of friends to spend time with when I'm off the clock.
You guys had a Friendsgiving a week ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we did. Uh-huh. So and I guess I'll finish by saying I'm thankful for my family. I think, again, people can sort of drift apart from their family as they get older. And I'm thankful that I can still be so close to both my parents and all my siblings that I can still care about them just as deeply, you know, today as tomorrow as yesterday, and rely on them, trust them, and have them as such a prominent part of my life.
I'm going to start with thankful, too, for both of my jobs, this one here at WWIB and the chance to do radio with you. Again, as I said, some dads hunt and fish together. We do radio together occasionally, not as often as we used to.
True.
Because, you know,
rocking on the drive.
You're hosting the drive, and they don't bring you up as much to do the morning show. So sneaking in that opportunity today. But also so thankful for, I think Caleb and I both say, about our wives, the greatest gift we've received this side of Jesus. And I would say that about my wonderful wife, Peggy, wife of 26 years. And expanding that to, thankful for family, the five kids we have, and thankful for my mom and stepdad celebrating their 37th wedding anniversary today. So a lot to be thankful for. The greatest gift of all, obviously, is Jesus, the free gift of salvation, and we sing about him all year long.
True, that's tough to compete with. Seth Schluter has requested up next with Counting My Blessings. It's a Wake Up Show.
Wow, that was quick.